Thank you for participating this Mass through the live stream broadcast. Let us open our hearts to the Lord this most holy of weeks. This church is empty. And it shouldn't be that way, should it? The decision to suspend the public celebration of Mass has been one of the most difficult and painful ones I've had to make as a bishop. And I miss you here. Don't we feel this sense of loss? Don't we feel something missing? And so, what are we to make of this? Where is Jesus in this emptiness? Let us reflect upon the passion that has just been proclaimed. Because in this sense of emptiness, in this sense of loss, Jesus is here. Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The disciples, though proclaiming their fidelity to the Lord, ran away, they fled, and left him alone. Peter, James, and John could not even stay awake to be with him. Peter even denied knowing him. And Jesus went to the cross, abandoned by those 12 who had been his close companions. Imagine that sense of emptiness and loss that our Lord experienced when the ones with whom he spent 3 years fled and left. As Jesus approached his passion, he entered very deeply into the experience of loss, into the experience of emptiness. And he bore that for our sakes. And so in our own loss, in our emptiness, Jesus is here because he went to that same place before us. And now invites us to accompany him there, to be with him in emptiness, to be with him in loss. My brothers and sisters, we have a choice in these days. Will we let our faith be shaken like the 12 and run away? Deny him, betray him, abandon him? Or will we be with Jesus? Because in the sense of loss and the sense of abandonment, Jesus is here because he went to this place before us. As we journey through this week, through the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday night, through the celebration of the Passion on Good Friday, up to Easter, to the resurrection, let us be with Jesus. Let us be with Jesus. I invite you every day to read through the gospel that we have just heard, or the account of the Passion from one of the other gospels, Mark, Luke, or John. Just read those words slowly. Read them prayerfully. And be with Jesus. If you have not already done so, set aside a special place, a little corner, some place in your home that you make sacred. Put up a religious image if you have one. Make that your place of prayer. Make that a holy place where you can go each day and be alone with Jesus. In the midst of our loss, in the midst of the emptiness we experience, Jesus is here. Because he came to this place before us. Let this be a time when our faith in him is deepened, when our faith in him is strengthened. And let us spend this week alone with Jesus.